From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Iran reached a nuclear milestone today. Workers began loading fuel into the Bushehr nuclear plant. A number of Western leaders doubt Iran's assertion that its nuclear program is entirely peaceful. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul as Iran hails the achievement.
Iranian state television showed Iranian and Russian officials overseeing the start of the fueling process. The Bushehr plant was finished with Russian help, and Moscow has pledged to ensure that spent nuclear fuel isn't used in some kind of weapons program. Washington and its Western allies worry that Tehran's insistence on enriching its own uranium means that Iran wants to acquire nuclear weapons. They argue that it's wrong to reward Iran with a working nuclear power plant while it continues to balk at United Nations demands that it stop enriching uranium. Despite its large oil reserves, years of sanctions have led to shortages in Iran, which says the Bushehr plant could be generating electricity for the southern part of the country in a matter of weeks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Another Iowa farm is recalling eggs in the ongoing federal investigation into a nationwide outbreak of salmonella poisoning. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports federal regulators say the outbreak has already made more than 1,000 people sick.
The Food and Drug Administration says Hillendale Farms of Iowa is voluntarily recalling 170 million shell eggs that could be linked to the salmonella illnesses. The FDA and the state of Minnesota found traces of salmonella in eggs from the Iowa egg producer. The recalled eggs have been distributed under the brand names Hillendale Farms, Sunny Farms, Sunny Meadow, Wholesale Farms, and West Creek. The first recall also occurred at an Iowa farm called Wright County Egg. That producer voluntarily ordered the return of some 380 million eggs earlier this week. Federal officials say the same strain of salmonella was found at both farms. Investigations are continuing in 14 states. Fully cooked eggs can kill the bacteria, but health officials are advising people to throw away or return all recalled eggs. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Federal regulators have shut down 8 more banks, bringing to 118 the number of bank failures in the U.S. this year. 4 of the banks are in California, and a large community bank in Chicago, Shore Bank, has been taken over. But FDIC spokesman Greg Hernandez says customers should not notice much of a change.
For all the 8 banks that failed, there was an acquiring institution. So the FDIC was able to find buyers for these particular institutions. And the one thing to remember is that this is a seamless process for insured depositors.
A wildfire in the Angeles National Forest in northeast Los Angeles County is under control. A Forest Service spokesman says the blaze that erupted yesterday near the town of El Yermo is now 100% contained. Some residents had been forced to evacuate. You're listening to NPR News. NATO says 3 civilians have been accidentally killed in western Afghanistan. The dead are a woman and 2 children. They were killed in an airstrike targeting Taliban fighters. 6 insurgents were also killed, and several other suspected militants were detained. NATO says it's investigating. Also, 3 Afghan policemen have been killed in a friendly fire incident in northern Afghanistan and in the south. 2 American service members have been killed. The World Food Program is appealing for more helicopters to deliver food aid to millions of Pakistani flood victims. WFP is providing more than 1 million people with a month's worth of food rations. But Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports that's far below the 6 million people who need aid.
The Pakistani military has made 10 helicopters available to WFP, and soon the agency will have 5 additional helicopters at its disposal. But spokeswoman Amelia Casella says this isn't enough.
We could be using a lot more helicopters if they become available to us. I don't have myself an inventory about how many helicopters are currently in the territory of Pakistan.
The weather has been dogging this relief operation since the monsoon rains arrived 3 weeks ago. On good days, the planes can fly. On bad weather days, the planes are grounded. Casella says the helicopters can't carry large quantities of food, so many rotations a day are needed to increase the supply. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
More than 50,000 people have been evacuated from a Chinese city near the North Korean border because of flooding. The Yalu River that marks China's border with North Korea breached a dike. China's official Xinhua News Agency says flooding destroyed more than 200 homes. This is NPR News.